evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is, what is tonight? It's Tuesday night, July 28th. This is 29th. I take that back. It is July 29th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, first of all, for those of you who were listening last night, in particular, that caller who very kindly sent me an email today advising me that I was on the air last night when I wasn't sure if I was. Towards the end of the hour, if you were listening in last night, I went to go to the callers, and I seemed to have lost my contact with RBN. Well, that matter was taken care of, just a minor little glitch, but needless to say, I pretty much said everything I had to say last night, and then when I went to the callers, they weren't there. But in any case, I guess you did hear what I had to say. And I'll tell you what, things have gotten interesting since then. Guess what? Now they are saying that, guess what, Barack Obama actually now leads John McCain in the polls in Israel. It's as almost as though they had to suddenly make Barack Obama popular in Israel. It was a little glaring there, wasn't it, folks? The fact that Israel was the only country in the world, our dear little ally, where Barack Obama was supposedly trailing in the polls? Yeah. Yeah, I believe those polls that show that he's leading in Israel just as I believe the polls that say all the people of the United States want to blow up the world and want to blow the world up with them. Yeah, there are some interesting things going on here, folks. Again, last night was not an endorsement of Barack Obama. Barack Obama leaves much to be desired. But it was just a candid exposition of the fact that there is this big secret that's being kept from Obama's supporters, particularly his African-American, very enthusiastic African-American supporters, who are, and justifiably and rightly so, enthused about the fact that one of their own has now presumably achieved the presidential nomination of one of the major parties. I do believe they are going to be in for a rude awakening and a very big surprise. I was approached by a shill for the Democratic Party today on the streets of Capitol Hill, asked me if I wanted to support the Democratic Party, and I said no. I said the Democratic Party has betrayed the American people. The Democratic Party won the congressional elections this past year on the basis of the popular repudiation of this war that Bush and his Jewish friends got us involved in, and now the Democrats are rolling right along with it. There's a phony opposition there. And even on the matter of Iran, the Democrats are playing ball with the people that pay their bills, and the people that pay their bills are not the Nazis. The people that pay the bills for the Democratic Party are the same people that pay the bills for the Republican Party, and those people are the same people that control the mass media in this country. They're the same people that are bound and determined to get us into a war against Iran, just as they succeeded, folks, in getting us into the war against Iraq. Like I say, it's kind of sad because the African Americans who are all excited about Obama don't understand the bigger picture. They think they actually won something here. No, they're going to be in for a rude awakening. Obama is being used, and he will be abused, just as the powers that be always take advantage of the candidates. They use them, they abuse them, and they throw them out with the trash. All right, we're going to the break, and when we come back, a lot of assorted commentary about a number of things that appeared in the press. Stay tuned, folks.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just a couple housekeeping notes. First of all, I would refer you to an interesting new website that's just been set up. It's called peacemakersnow.com, just like it sounds. peacemakersnow.com. They raise the question, who would Israel bomb? Well, check it out. And also be sure to check out USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney's article on the question of Israel's right to exist. You can find Phil's article. Just go to Mark Glenn's website at crescentandcross.com, and there's a link to Phil Turney there, and you can read that article. Very, very interesting article. You know, that's one of the big mantras we hear about, Israel's right to exist. We don't hear about any other nation's right to exist, but, you know, Michael Scheuer, former CIA analyst who was an expert on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, which, of course, those elements do exist. I'm not suggesting they were behind 9-1-1 because I don't believe that they were, but, you know, a lot of people hear you say Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, and they immediately say, they assume you're saying that they did 9-1-1. Well, in any case, Michael Scheuer, in his new book, the title of which escapes me, he raises this question about Israel's right to exist, and he candidly says that there is no nation that has a right to exist. But, of course, that's part of the mantra, Israel's right to exist. Well, I'll tell you what here, folks. Phil Turney and the men of the USS Liberty had a right to exist, and Israel tried to take that right away from them. Well, in any case, you can see what Phil himself has to say about it by going to crescentandcross.com. com. I got an email earlier here this evening. I understand part of the new mantra in the Patriot movement is the fear of Teutonic Zionism. In other words, the Teutonic Zionism. No such thing, ladies and gentlemen, but I understand one of the big names, the big name in Patriot Broadcasting, was recently talking about the dangers of Teutonic Zionism with one of his guests. There's just about as much of a danger from Teutonism and Zionism being combined, Teutonism and Zionism, as there is of the Nazis taking over America. It's all, again, part and parcel of the garbage that we are being fed, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really getting tired of the garbage, but I'm not going to stop talking about the garbage because, well, you know, when you're dealing with garbage, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. I put the garbage out here in my apartment this evening. In fact, I was washing some dirty dishes when RBN called, but you know what? I had to go from one dirty job to another, putting out the garbage in my apartment and in my sink to putting out the garbage that so many people are circulating on the internet and on Patriot Radio. And my God, I'll tell you, I can tell you there's a lot more garbage circulating, unfortunately, in Patriot Radio than there is in my garbage can. Speaking of garbage, the President of the United States, this great conservative, this wonderful conservative, this man, the new Ronald Reagan. Well, again, in some respects, he is the new Ronald Reagan, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? Even according to the Washington Times, a wonderful conservative publication, it says President Bush, who entered the White House, the budget surpluses will bequeath the largest ever budget deficit to his successor. Well, of course, they're going to have to raise taxes to take care of that, of course. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to raise taxes. You know, it was Ronald Reagan who came into the White House hitting Jimmy Carter and the Democrats, who deserved to be hit, by the way, hitting the Democrats for their big budget deficits and for the rise in the national debt. You know that if you ever look at a real chart of the national debt during the Carter years, you know, it was pretty high. It was going up, but it was almost at almost an even level. When Ronald Reagan took office in the years that followed, it spiked. It spiraled upward. This is the man, the great conservative hero, the man who was going to return us to the Constitution. He's the guy, of course, gave amnesty to many massive numbers of illegal aliens and then made it possible, expedited many, many millions more to cross over the border. Yes, I know Ronald Reagan was a real nice fellow. I know he had a nice smile. He gave nice speeches about how wonderful America is. But I'm here to tell you, folks, things are not always as they seem. I wonder how the conservatives are going to explain this away with Bush. Oh, well, he had to protect America from Osama bin Laden and the terrorists. So that, of course, you know, we had to go to war all around the world because, after all, that's America's job. We're supposed to enforce democracy all over the world. We don't have democracy in this country, even in the best sense of the term or even the worst sense of the term. We have our national vote system controlled by a handful of mega corporations, which are in turn controlled by a handful of families and financial interests who are all driven by the same ideology, by the same ancient philosophy that goes back 1,000 years. To the days of Babylon. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. So these are the people who are running the country, those whom some would call the Teutonic Zionists. Nothing Teutonic about the Zionists, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing Teutonic at all. Oh boy, so much to talk about here. I talked to you last week about how the Maryland State Police got caught spying on nonviolent peace groups. And now, get a load of this. Congressman Steny Hoyer, who is the House Majority Leader, he represents Maryland in Congress. He says he might support a Justice Department investigation into the Maryland State Police 14-month undercover surveillance of nonviolent activist groups. Now, when I read an article like this, ladies and gentlemen, I really am tempted to call Steny Hoyer's office. And, you know, if I were to call Steny Hoyer's office, the question I would ask would be this. Since Congressman Hoyer is concerned about police spying on nonviolent peace groups, would he also be concerned about the fact the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has spied on nonviolent groups of all political persuasions and then turned that information over to police agencies and to the FBI? Now, you know, Hoyer said in America, that should not happen any more than it happened under J. Edgar Hoover. That should not happen under the Maryland State Police. Well, I agree with Steny Hoyer. I agree with Steny Hoyer, but the fact is we know full well that it was the Anti-Defamation League that, in fact, was doing a lot of the legwork for the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. You know, when I wrote critically about J. Edgar Hoover in the Spotlight and American Free Press on a number of times, I'm here to tell you there were a lot of readers who sent me very angry letters saying I was a communist and how dare I criticize J. Edgar Hoover, who saved America from the communists and the Communist Party. But, you know, as I wrote in my book, The Judas Ghost, and this is not something I dug out, something that was something I discovered. This is something that came out there. The fact is that J. Edgar Hoover was essentially running the Communist Party for most of the 1950s and, well, I'm sure probably into the 1960s as well. The man who was the treasurer of the American Communist Party was a Jewish anti-Stalinist. Yes, a Trotskyite, ladies and gentlemen, working for J. Edgar Hoover, who was in there doing the dirty work for Hoover. So the Communist Party was never a threat. It was controlled by J. Edgar Hoover and the people who controlled J. Edgar Hoover. And yet J. Edgar Hoover was running around the country giving speeches saying how he was defending America from the communists, even though he was looking the other way and allowing Jewish organized crime interests to take root in cities and counties and small towns everywhere across America. I really think about it, folks. What was a bigger threat to America? The drugs that were flooding into our cities from Meyer Lansky Crime Syndicate, or a little tiny sliver of communist extremists who no one paid attention to and whose own political party and its finances were essentially being run by an agent of J. Edgar Hoover and his good friends at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Oh, God. What's the old saying? What a tangled web we weave. Well, it's a tangled web out there, ladies and gentlemen. Another interesting thing here. This is from Washington Jewish Week, coming back to this question of Obama and McCain and American Jews. Poll says Obama is a strong favorite of the Jewish community, with the Democrat garnering 62% of the vote compared to 32% for McCain. But that 62% figure is still significantly behind John Kerry's 75%, as well as the slightly higher percentages racked up by Al Gore and Bill Clinton. You know, it's funny, there's a new group out called J Street. It's supposed to be representing the peaceful, I guess, American Jews who don't go along with the hardline Israeli lobby. This is a very clever game here, folks. They're playing on us. They're saying, oh, well, these hardline neoconservatives don't really represent all American Jews, so here's our nice J Street group. A lot of people are oohing and aahing over J Street and saying how wonderful it is. But, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's just another con game that's being played on us. Don't get too hopeful about J Street saving America from the hardliners, because that's not what J Street is doing. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit more when we come back, then we'll go to some callers sooner than later. Or later than sooner. Stay tuned.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. If Tom from Pennsylvania is listening, wanted to let him know that I tried to send him an email and it got bounced back to me, saying they didn't recognize the address, which is very strange because I've gotten emails from him at that address. But anyway, Tom, if you're listening, just want to let you know that I did drop you a note. I'll try again. Now, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go again. There's a 94-year-old man named Arabert Heim. Well, now they call him the Butcher of Mauthausen because of the torture experiments he conducted on Jewish prisoners at the Mauthausen concentration camp in Austria. Well, the Simon Wiesenthal Center says they're closing in on him. Now, listen to this, folks. Okay. Heim was indicted in Germany after World War II on charges of murdering hundreds of inmates at Mauthausen. He was held for 2.5 years by the American military, but was released without trial. Now, that was in 1947, 1948. He worked as a gynecologist in Germany until 1962. That's from roughly 48 to 62, when he fled the country after being tipped off that German authorities were about to indict him. Well, now the Simon Wiesenthal Center, they are closing in on a 94-year-old man. I wonder, I've known a few 94-year-olds that have been pretty sharp and pretty active. But no matter how sharp and how active they were, it wouldn't have been very much of a challenge to close in on a 94-year-old man or 94-year-old woman. But the Simon Wiesenthal Center, oh, they're all hepped up. They must have a fundraising campaign going on. Old A.B. Cooper at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, this hookworm who said I was anti-American. Now, he's called a lot of people anti-American, but I take it personally because he called me anti-American. Not because I said anything bad about America, but because I criticized U.S. policy towards Israel. I wish somebody'd close in on the Simon Wiesenthal Center and close them down. They really, I mean, can you imagine them bragging about closing in on a 94-year-old man? This goes to show you what savage, bloodthirsty creatures, bloodsuckers, parasites, hookworms, these people are. Now, you know, I'm sorry if dear old Mr. Heim did something naughty. That's very, very sad, you know what I mean? But I tell you what, I think somebody should close in on some of these Jewish commissars that raped and butchered and murdered so many millions of people throughout Eastern Europe and came into Germany at the end of World War II. I mean, those stories you never hear about. You don't hear about them, and some of those people were ensconced in high office, and some of them, you know, Red Army commissars, Red Army butchers came to the United States. There's a gang of them living in New York City, elderly people getting U.S. taxpayer money and Social Security. Somebody ought to close in on them. I'd like to see some of these people dragged out and put on trial. Now, of course, you know what the Anti-Defamation League will say about that, if they even say anything about it at all. They'll say, Michael Collins Piper has said that he thinks elderly Russian Jewish people living in New York should be dragged out of their homes and mistreated. Well, yes, I think they should be dragged out of their homes and mistreated if they committed the crimes that have been attributed to them. Yes, I do indeed think they should be dragged out of their homes. I think we should determine who some of these Jewish war criminals are who are living in New York City, particularly those who are getting U.S. taxpayer dollars, and they should be publicly shamed. People should picket their homes and picket their synagogues and say, get these Jewish war criminals the hell out of the United States. Maybe we need people's tribunals. I don't know. I'm just mentioning it for the record. And guess what Joe Lieberman said when he spoke before John Hagee the warlock, Hagee the witch? He said, I am your brother Joseph. Blessed are you in the name of the Lord. You and I and Pastor Hagee all believe in the Bible. We believe in the God of the Bible. We love God. Well, Michael Hoffman has demonstrated to us in his writings that the Jewish God is not the Christian God. Now, Mr. Lieberman's very clever because he says we believe in the God of the Bible. Yeah, Lieberman does believe in the God of the Bible, according to his own twisted Talmudic Orthodox interpretations. But you know what, folks? Maybe when all is said and done, maybe Lieberman is right, because as I said here in this program the other night, I'm not absolutely convinced. In fact, I know better. I know that the people who follow John Hagee, the people who Joe Lieberman was speaking to, he was correct when he said, we believe in the Bible, we believe in the God of the Bible, we love God. God, to Joseph Lieberman, is the Jewish people, the Jewish state. Well, God, to John Hagee and his followers, is the Jewish state and the Jewish people. So that means all these fools who are following Hagee, folks, they ain't Christians. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PREVAGEN.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, your Witchfinder General. And I think I've identified a coven of witches led by John Hagee. This is our caller, Dave from Massachusetts, who made that interesting observation that the old term hag actually refers to witches. So maybe we should call John Hagee John Hagee, because he is a witch. He is a warlock. He's cooking up a witch's brew, and he's surrounded by his coven of people who don't worship Jesus Christ, who don't believe in the Bible. They believe in the same God that Joseph Lieberman worships. So Joe Lieberman was right when he said that, ladies and gentlemen. And just think, folks, that man was the Democratic Party vice presidential nominee in the year 2000, and I think is a very strong possibility to be the Republican vice presidential nominee in the year 2008. And you know what? If John McCain wins the presidency with Joe Lieberman as his running mate, well, guess what? I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to let you figure it out for yourself. Guess what? Well, yesterday I read you that rant against Muslims by the council, by a spokesman for the Council of Conservative Citizens. You know, we're always hearing about how the Muslims, you know, make women second-class citizens and so forth. You know, you can't turn on the American mass media without hearing about that. And feminists, you know, tear their hair out complain about the evil Muslims, and this group and that group complain about the Muslims, and oh my God, isn't it awful what they do to women? Well, in Israel, the leaders of the ultra-Orthodox rabbinate are calling on women to keep out of men's eyesight whenever they travel by bus by making their way to the back of the vehicle. Isn't that interesting? Now, you see, that appears in the front page of the Forward newspaper, but do you hear about that here in the United States? Do you hear these American feminists crying and bitching? Uh-oh, I'll be accused for using the term bitch. I'll be accused of being insensitive to women's needs and interests and, you know, being sexist. Well, do you hear them complaining? Oh, I guess I shouldn't say complain because that's a sexist stereotype. But do you hear the critics of Islam, male or female alike, ever complaining about the Orthodox treatment of women, the Orthodox Jewish treatment of women? No, 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 you do not. So I ask, why do you not? Why does the American media not focus on that? What about all these liberal supporters of Israel, like the folks at J Street that we were talking about earlier? We don't hear them crying and moaning and complaining and bitching and ranting and raving and screaming and hollering. And yet the Orthodox Jews are said to be the most religious, and they're the ones who represent the Jewish state. The Jewish state. So why is it okay for the ultra-religious leaders of the Jewish faith to treat women as second-class citizens, but it's not all right for the Muslims, if indeed you believe that that is what the Muslims do? I've heard Muslim explanations for the manner in which women are treated, and frankly, you know, although I may not necessarily agree with it, it certainly makes more sense if you hear it explained from the Muslim point of view than if you hear it explained filtered through the mouths and mind and twisted soul of Jewish propagandists against Islam, such as Bernard Lewis and Stephen Emerson and this whole raft of creatures that write for the likes of the Washington Times. And I'm sorry to say, now send out these emails to members of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Again, you know, these double standards. What can I tell you? All right, well, we're going to go to the phones here. We tried to get Dave from Massachusetts last night, and we couldn't get Dave, but maybe we'll see if we can get him tonight. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Dave, yeah, we missed you last night.
No, I was here.
Evidently,
you got me, but I couldn't get you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but anyway, you got me tonight, and I got you. What's going on, Dave?
Well, just quickly, Michael, last night you referred people to Hashem Talawi's show, to Saturday's show, to hear Pete McCloskey. But actually, Michael, he was on the Liberty Hour.
Well, no, that's correct. He was. Actually, I may have accidentally said that because you're absolutely right. He was on the Liberty Hour. But, you're correct about that. If I said that, forgive me. That was my mistake. As I was telling Mark Glenn, I listen to both of those shows, one of them usually in archives and then the other one live, so I may have gotten confused, but that's correct. Congressman McCloskey was a guest on the Liberty Hour. That's correct.
Before I go on with what I was going to say, Michael, I had a funny thought when you were talking about Hagee and the covenant and everything. He probably tells his followers that he's a minister of the new covenant, and they probably just assume that that's short for new covenant, you know?
And that's what they assume. That's right, exactly, Dave.
Minister of the new covenant, yeah. But hey, you know, Michael, I listened to Josh Reeves' show, Global Reality, last week. I listened to it twice in the middle of the night. The show was repeated, the full 3 hours with Jim Maas.
Okay.
Now, Jim Maas, he specifically said that the neocons and I heard this twice, so I'm not mistaken about this, that they are National Socialists. You know, at least he didn't call them Nazis, but he said they were National Socialists. And apparently these people over here on TruthNet are eating this stuff up, but I wish the heck they'd get a hold of your copy of The High Priest of War.
You know, at the very least, I mean, yeah, at the very least, okay, at the very least, the neocons, well, they're Trotskyites. Trotskyites are the farthest things you can find from Nazis or National Socialists.
Yeah,
Dave, I just continue to be frustrated more than anything at the fact that Jim Mars is able to put out this kind of garbage and as you say, people eat it up.
Oh,
absolutely,
yeah, well,
amazing.
Yeah, these drama queens, they really run with it, you know, but you know, Michael. A couple of points here that I want to...
Go ahead.
You know, and I was saying this to Mark Glenn, actually, but, you know, okay. Now, the communists had a totalitarian, authoritarian system headed up by a dictator named Stalin. Okay, National Socialism was an authoritarian, totalitarian system headed up by a dictator named Adolf Hitler. If you'll catch my drift here, and I'm sure your audience will, Michael, I have a little saying. You know, the difference between those communists and the difference between the National Socialists, it's the difference between the North Pole and the South Pole. And the difference between the North Pole and the South Pole is a whole world of difference. Okay?
That's an interesting, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, and just having said that, I just want to, I can't even, all the things I've been thinking about, I could never get them in on one call, but I'm just going to start. I already started last week, I think, when I pointed out how the Nazis are holding their Olympics over there in Tiananmen Square there, where they massacred all the anti-communist,
Yes, exactly, yeah.
I'm going to just throw out a couple of more poofs about this Nazi takeover of America, but maybe the, you know, I don't know how to actually say it, whether it's with sarcasm or what, but, you know, you could say all these sheriffs, Michael, up here in Massachusetts and all these counties, they're all wearing the swastika on their, the patch, the swastika patch, and they've all got swastikas on their patrol cars and everything. But the thing is that they're kind of odd swastikas, Michael. They're kind of, you know, they're funny swastikas because I don't know if you've ever seen a swastika like this, but they're yellow with six points. And they've got the gold, the six-pointed gold badges. you know, and, but, you know, but just...
Yeah, it's kind of like all these horror stories that we hear about Hitler and the Nazis are coming out of all these Nazi-controlled television networks and these Nazi-controlled publishing companies and Nazi-controlled weekly news magazines and Nazi-controlled national newspapers. Yeah, exactly.
Then of course, a couple of other things, if I can rattle them off real quick, but, of course, you know, all the Holocaust heretics, of course, now that the Nazis have taken over, all the Holocaust heretics like Ernst Sundel and everything are just locked away with the key thrown away since the Nazis have taken over.
Yeah, thank God. You know, those Nazis are really very, very, they've finally taken into custody these communists like Ernst Sundel.
Now, just for tonight, Michael, and then I'll let you bring up some other callers, but Mark got a kick out of this. I was going to save it for the show, but I ran it past Mark in a private conversation I had with him. But, you know, the reason we absolutely know, Michael, for sure, that it's a Nazi New World Order and Bush is Hitler and the Nazis have taken over America, the reason we know for sure, Michael, is... It's what I call this in-your-face Nazism that you see everywhere now. You know, have you noticed more and more here in America now that the Nazis have taken over? Have you noticed that the Hitler mustaches are making a big comeback? you know, they're becoming as popular as long hair and beards were back in the hippie days.
You know,
everywhere
that's
I
funny.
Look now, these men are starting to sport Hitler mustaches.
Everywhere I go on Capitol Hill these days, I just see Hitler mustaches all the time.
People are getting real comfortable wearing Hitler mustaches.
Isn't that funny? Well, you know, this is the influence the Nazis have had on America through the Nazi-controlled media. No question about it. Dave, thanks for your insights.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, Dave. Good to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, I think Dave really, really has captured the idiocy of what this propaganda is all about. I mean, Dave really, I mean, you know, with humor, he has demonstrated just how ridiculous all this stuff about the Nazis taking over America really is. But folks, while we're laughing about it here, and I hope we're all laughing about it, or getting mad as hell, one or the other, a combination thereof, there are good patriots, good, sincere people out there who truly believe this stuff. Yes, they really do. They really do. Scares the hell out of me. All right, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on?
Not too much. I know a lot of your listeners were confused at what happened with the technical issues last night, but I knew right away what had happened. It's plain as day. It's the Jesuits did it, and I knew they'd pull the plug on your show sooner or later. But
damn Jesuits, yeah.
I was getting a kick out of that one, having gone to a Jesuit high school.
Well, I tell you, I've told this story. My one uncle went to a Catholic school, and the nuns beat the hell out of him, and he became one of the most anti-Catholic people I've ever known in my life.
Before I get to my point, Mike, did you ever get a chance to check out that movie Zeitgeist on the internet?
No, I did not. You know, that's another that has to go on my list. I gotta write that down again right here.
I wouldn't steer you wrong on this one. It's in three parts. The first part deals with religion, the second part with the 9/11 cover up, and the third part with the New World Order and the Federal Reserve.
I'll tell you what, those three are biggies, and the funny thing is they are all interrelated. That's the whole thing about all of this stuff, so to speak, that's going on around us. It's all part and parcel of the same gang of people who are trying to screw us over, and thus far I think succeeding pretty well. I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny.
Yeah, it's a brilliant movie. If you Google Zeitgeist, Zeitgeist, and I wouldn't steer you wrong on this one.
Yeah, I got that written down here in my little scribbled notepad here. Yeah, a lot of other stuff scribbled here too. I will check that out though.
Anyway, Mike, so I want to talk about something I did to get a radio host fired. I believe. To best of my knowledge, I'm pretty sure it was me who did it. I've been listening to this guy. He's out of Chicago. He used to broadcast on WLS AM 890. It's a pretty big mainstream radio station.
Okay.
It carries the Fat Guy Limbaugh during the day, and it's a big powerhouse in the Midwest, 890 AM. And, you know, it's a mainstream radio station, and there was a host on by the name of Nate Clay. Nate Clay has been on for 18 years, I believe, on that station, midnight to 4 a.m. And I remember listening to him in high school, and that was, you know, over, you know, 15 years ago. And I tuned out, and I started listening to him about a year ago. And I noticed, you know, once in a while, people would mention Israel, you know, passingly, not in a favorable light. And that gave me the green light. Hey, we could talk about it. So I called up his show a number of times and basically talk about AIPAC and the Israel lobby. I think the conversation that got him fired was, you know, a caller before me mentioned the oil lobby. And I got on the phone and I'm like, listen, people, there is no such, there may be technically an oil lobby, but there's no need for one because oil is self-evident. We need it. You don't need people persuading our government to use it. However, there is a necessity for a lobby to make us support a tiny country in the Middle East that puts us in harm's way. There needs to be a lobby for that. And, you know, I made a few other calls similar in that tone. And after I hung up, each time I thought, man, I bet I'm going to get this guy kicked off the air. And a month later, he was no longer on.
Well, Mike, I think it's a pretty good bet. I'm sorry to say that that's exactly what happened. The guy allowed you. Oh, sorry about that. We are going to the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have Mike from Illinois aboard. Mike, I think I was so fascinated by your story that I didn't hear the break coming up, but I guess everybody got the gist of what happened at this. I'll tell you what I think happened here. This guy, this host that that allowed you to say things that you're not supposed to say on the air, the kind of things we do let you say here in RBN, I think probably what happened was complaints came in from the Anti-Defamation League to his superiors, or maybe to him directly, and they told him that it was his responsibility to cut irresponsible people like you off the air, and he either told them to go to hell or he told his his producers at that radio station that he was not there to play the game of silencing people, and they just reached an accord that perhaps it was time for him to leave. But I tend to think unless we hear otherwise, we have to assume that there was something at work behind the scenes, because that's not the first time that would have happened, and it won't be the last. So it's kind of a shame. It sounds like you did get the guy fired, but obviously you didn't want to.
No, I didn't. You know, I felt bad because here you got a decent guy who at least has an open mind to it and letting you talk about it frankly. I did email him and asked him what happened, and all he said was management decisions.
Yeah, well, and, you know, years ago, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times interviewed me about my book, Final Judgment. And, while the article he wrote was not exactly the friendliest or the fairest article, that article got widespread distribution. It got syndicated across the country. And this guy mysteriously disappeared from the Los Angeles Times almost immediately.
Right.
And I remember at the time I was doing some checking on it, and the stories that I was being told were kind of peculiar. I concluded without any proof per se, I concluded that he caught hell for being a little bit too even-handed and actually allowing me to say a few things. Because this guy had been writing for the Los Angeles Times for several years. He was no rookie. And suddenly he disappeared. So this will happen. This, you know, the funny thing is, I've heard stories over the years from a lot of people from a lot of different places about things like this happening. And it happens far more than we actually ever hear about, because just like this guy that you're talking about, if they want a future anywhere else in broadcasting or in the print media, they just need to shut their mouths and say nothing about why they really.
You know what else, Mike? Not only was this guy on the same time slot for 18 plus years, he was their token black host. So
that's very interesting.
So it must have took a lot of pressure to get them to get this guy out, because you know they need that quota of at least one or two black hosts.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And now that you tell me this, the guy was there for 18 years and he was a black guy, and he allowed somebody to say something. I mean, like I say, we don't know for a fact that that's what happened, but I think it's a pretty good bet that that's what happened, because, like I said, it's happened many, many times before, times that we didn't hear about, and unfortunately, it's going to happen again until, finally, enough people in this country stand up and say, enough is enough, no more of this crap. All right, well, we are running out of time. Apologies to a whole number of callers we couldn't get up here tonight. But we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. Thanks to those that did call in. Thanks to John and Sandra and the whole crew at RBN that make this program and the whole network possible. And speaking of which, stay tuned for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org.
Gold has been